Esports Team of the Year.
I wish I knew more about them.
You can.
This
fix
is
that.
Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 463. The Game Show Awards.
Optics.
Not exactly
though.
Live.
And the nominees are Fnatic, Optic Gaming, SK Telecom T1, Team Solo Mid, Evil Geniuses.
Are they truly evil though?
I don't really think Evil Geniuses are that evil.
They did not look very evil, threatening to me.
I mean, they're not all Mojo Jojo.
As picked by the fans, the Game Award goes to
System.
Optic Gaming.
Oh, for real?
Optic's tight. I'm not saying nay. I don't know nothing about it. I've heard of the F1 before.
Oh, and they dress nice. Classy dudes. Classy.
I'm sure the guy was like,
all right. This is Electric Sisterhood,
don't
home of the best
girl
gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast.
Hey,
I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
It feels like I haven't talked to you in like forever.
Because you haven't talked to me in like 2 days.
But I mean like, I mean show-wise.
I feel like show-wise it's been like a minute.
Like,
and then some.
Because life
I mean, I haven't played
live.
It,
yeah,
but
we did
everybody
clip shows
that
for holiday
has it opens
because
their mouth
the holidays.
I'm gonna say this.
So it's been a while,
you're all about
but
your
we're
Disney
back
Infinity
at it.
Characters.
And you're
yes,
physically
and like
next to me for this.
I have
know.
One amiibo, and
it's
the
like,
Squid Girl.
Oh, a Christmas miracle.
And I use her, so she's not even in her box.
A Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Classy, Reggie.
Is that
hell
the
yeah.
SNL
classy.
Skit with the two yes. porn star ladies?
Yes.
I now have to watch that.
I'm a kid now.
Moe Shambam.
Moe Shambam.
What was the other one? I don't. They did one for Moe Shandon, and then they did one for, I think it was for Chandeliers or something. Or
No. They what? Did one for Moe Shandon. They did one for,
something with yachts. It had to do with yachts and whatever. The one that
yeah.
had Justin Timberlake in it.
Yep.
Did somebody say meh?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And they did one for Cologne.
I can't remember, but they're always hilarious.
They are. They really are. And they did one. Wasn't Woody Harrelson in one of them?
I think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's
they always get good people to be.
But I will not have to watch them. I'll have to watch that
now. I was just making fun, so I was like, I'll just do that style.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle. But we are here to talk games and stuffs. Mostly, we are going to talk about the Game Awards, the 2015 Game Awards. It's a mixed bag of stuff, so just be prepared. We're going to be all over the place. I will say, overall, on a positive, I'm glad to see Jeff Keighley's team really doing a fantastic job of creating award shows that more closely resemble what the community actually thinks about games. Like, there are still some things where I'm like, oh, really? As
was
far
that
as awards
influenced
goes,
by money?
No, not by money, but more influenced by hype and not necessarily.
It's like, were you guys just too excited for that?
You know, but ultimately, Spike not being involved, a great thing. Still, you know, last year they had a bunch of things that they were trying to work through and get out, and I feel like this year they got through some of those things. So, as a whole, as far as a game award show goes, I am happier with this than anything that was on Spike when
Who
Spike
hosted?
Was doing the VGAs. Well, we'll get into that.
Well, no, because I was having this debate, and I'm totally gonna totally bulldoze right now. But I was having a debate with some gaming colleagues of mine about the year that I think Joel McHale.
Yeah, let's not talk about the McHale year. Can we? Can we not talk about that? It doesn't count. It's like episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars.
What?
They didn't happen.
What?
They don't exist.
What doesn't exist?
Exactly. Exactly.
People are still shocked that I've never seen episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Don't.
No,
don't.
like those hardcore fans were like, while they're terrible, at least it gives you...
No,
like,
no, it doesn't give you anything.
I'm
it
like,
doesn't
my sister taught me 4, 5, 6 are real.
Yeah, 4, 5, and 6, the original
so
ones.
Did you hear that there's like this weird, like, theory controversy that Jar Jar Binks was actually really the Phantom Menace?
Let's just stop. Okay, Jar Jar Binks is a Phantom Menace, but not in the way that people try to make him out to be. Okay, look, here's all you need to know about 1, 2, and 3. Ready? Anakin Skywalker killed a bunch of Jedi kids. That's basically what helped
him. Wait, they were kids?
Yes. Yes, oh, that was his test.
To kill kids.
Yep.
Can you kill kids? Yes, I can.
To wipe out the Jedi, so he knocked out
kids.
All these young, I mean, like, preteen down.
Aw, man.
Okay, so that's how he became the Vader. And so the reason why he ended up in the suit is because basically Ben Kenobi was whooping his ass on, like, inside of a volcano, basically.
I mean, because that's where all epic fights happen,
and
in volcanoes.
And that's how he lost the majority of his limbs, and he thought he, you know, was sinking into the lava and was dying, and Palpatine pulled out his torso and was like, join me. And so that's why he was in the suit, because pretty much all limbs
were manufactured as phantom limbs.
Well. Correct. Okay? That's all you need to know. Those are the only, and so again, in less than 5 minutes, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to pull out of the three. Okay, because you already know that Anakin and Padme get down. That's how Luke and Leia happen. So you already know that. We're all good. Alderaan went, pfft, so you, it's all good. That's it. That's all you need to know. So now you
and
don't
have
to... And
are people finally over the fact that the dude in this new one is black? Like, is that done now?
Here's the thing. Part of the community is never going to be happy with whoever you cast. There's still people making a hubbub about it. They can get over it.
Because
it's like,
all the stormtroopers are like clones of like one or two dudes.
But not all of them. See, that's the thing. Like a big chunk of them. But then they recruited people too. It wasn't just like, so that's how you have black stormtroopers. All right? Just get over it. Stormtroopers.
I'm not mad.
I'm talking about the community. Ready? Stormtroopers are everyone. Okay? We're all stormtroopers. Okay? So just let it go.
Mer.
Yeah. You know what? Because I need more coffee.
Drink
but
it.
Whatever. So.
Clear addiction, please.
Ready? Psh, don't start. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. We are going to talk Star Wars. It is going to happen. Not at length on this podcast.
Can I say something?
You need to see the movie, because I'm seeing it on the 19th. We're talking about it. So I'm just telling you right now. Just telling you right now. You need to see it. I don't give a shit. You're going to see it. Okay.
And Biffle wants to buy me it, and I was like, you don't have to buy me a ticket. And
no,
he's like,
you're going.
What?
No, you're going.
He's like, what? I'm like, I don't want it.
You're
he's
going.
Like, you have to go see it. This
you're
is like
going.
Important.
You're
and I'm
going.
Like, it's not that important.
It's important.
To me.
Yeah, no, you're
not
going.
Though.
But you're going.
But I don't want to.
But
go.
You're going.
And I'm bringing a blanket, and I'm taking
you. You can find a blanket, but you're not going to be able to take a nap. Like, so, and here's the reason why I say that is one, you know, you've got everybody back involved that were involved in 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
With the exception of George Lucas, which is really for the best. You have J.J. Abrams at the helm of it. You know J.J. tells a really great story his first time out the gate with the property.
True.
Okay. You've got Carrie Fisher, who if anybody on this planet, if I had to, like, have a battle of spirit animals, of people who would be my spirit animal, I would want Carrie Fisher to win. Because Carrie Fisher is just an amazingly smart.
Is she now Queen Leia?
No, General. Because they're not letting a lot of anything about the movie out beforehand. Like, the trailers that are out, that's it. Everybody who's doing press junkets, they can't talk about the movie.
Wow.
They can only talk about their enjoyment of the experience. Or what they think people will think in general. So they're not releasing any new clips.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's talking about the storyline. No one's talking about their characters. They're not even naming any characters or any situations that don't exist in any trailer that people have not already been able to see. So it's not like the trailers that we've seen are the highlights of the movie. So there's this whole air of mystique around the movie, and I think that that's a good thing because you don't know. You haven't seen the big battle scenes yet, so you're not going to be like, oh, that wasn't a big deal.
Oh, that was in the trailer.
Because you haven't seen it, and you don't know. We don't know how, when, or why Luke and Leia and Han are involved in all these things. We just know from, like, 30 seconds total of video that they are, in fact, there.
At some point in the timeline.
Okay. And Carrie Fisher, it was so funny, she did Good Morning America to do an interview about the movie, and she came with her dog.
That's fucking cool.
And put her dog in a chair and basically spent the entire time trolling the poor woman doing the interview about how skinny she was, because she was like, well, you know, I know that you had to do a physical transformation for the movie. And Carrie Fisher was like, yeah, I had to drop weight and it was really stupid. I don't want to talk about it. And so the interview was like, okay, we don't have to. She goes, no. I mean, I don't mind talking about it with you. I mean, because you're skinny. I mean, it's not your fault that you lucked out with the gene pool or whatever. But,
I fucking love
you know,
that.
I mean, we could talk about it. Yeah, I lost some weight because I thought it was, like, silly in my, you know, age. Because, you know, when you're a woman over, you know, we'll say 40, but in reality, we're talking over 50. And, you know, for me, and she's going on, and so the interviewer, I can't remember her name, but she's like, well, I'm over 42, so I understand. And Carrie just looks at her on the side. She goes, oh, no, don't say that. That doesn't give any of us hope. Like, it is... She's like, what, like, are you...
This is what 40 looks like now. I am fucked.
Right? And so she looks over and she's just like, what do you do to... You work out. You work out, obviously, because you don't get that without working out or some kind of plethora of plastic surgery.
No, actually, I eat 3 cheeseburgers a day.
Right? And so it's just...
And I fart all the time.
It was the most hilarious interview ever. You can hear the camera crews laughing because she's cracking them up. The dog's falling asleep. She goes, I know, I'm boring him to death. We're boring him to death. He's just falling asleep now. And, like, nothing about the movie at all. And I'm just like, yeah, I want to be Carrie
Fisher.
That's
how you handle your business like a boss.
I want to be Carrie Fisher when I grow up. And so if you haven't had a chance to see that video yet, you want to see that. But we are going to talk about Star Wars at length. So you have to see the movie because you have to be part of the conversation. It is required for your job. See it in IMAX, you'll be fine. You'll be like, you'll come out of it and you'll be like, lasers are awesome. At minimum. Lasers. So, but with that said, what we're going to be talking about in this podcast, and probably
next week's
episode as well, are the 2015 Video Game Awards, the game award show that Jeff Keighley's team put together that streamed out on the internet. We're going to go category by category as far as the stuff that we find interesting. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to play this thing live. We have not watched it. We know who won for some categories. We know about some of the hubbub that has popped up, but we actually have not watched the show together, so we are going to watch the show together.
Completely vanilla, folks.
And react to it, and that's what these podcasts are going to be.
So hide your kids and hide your wife, because it's go time.
It's go time. I do like that it's pixelated at the bottom.
I would love to actually go to this event.
We'd have to be in LA. That's all we got to do. We can go. We just...
Yeah, but I want to go and be like... Brand new music, not super important, but like minimally important.
Well, if you go, you end up having to walk the carpet to get in, so.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
You will get a red carpet photo. Of course, the game industry is here. Which basically is really all you want.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I just walk through the carpet and then go to In-N-Out right quick? Like, that's all I want.
Yo, In-N-Out is the truth. It's time. Enjoy the show live. Okie dokie. Not
don't do an intro.
Exactly live, but. You know, something like it.
Life is strange.
Oh, man.
Chloe, the feels.
Did you kill Chloe?
Yeah.
Oh, you bastard!
Well, for one, I was smart and had 2 different save files.
So did I!
So my first real choice was to sacrifice her.
My first real choice was to keep her. I was like, fuck this town.
But here's the thing, though.
No, fuck that town.
No, here's the thing, though.
Fuck that town, though.
Like,
no, but fuck that town, though.
There went her mama. There went Warren, if you were all up on Warren's hot D.
That's okay. There's other D in the world.
There was the fat girl that you could help avoid being, like, maimed and hurt, like, 8 billion times.
Yep.
Like,
no.
All these people who didn't deserve
Chloe.
What happened.
Chloe.
Chloe. Sacrifice Chloe.
No. Chloe above all.
No.
All right. No.
No.
I'm gonna get in them pants.
And I didn't feel bad at all about it because
I saved the Chloe, fuck the world.
I was glad that she came to the realization that she realized that all these times fate was trying to end her existence. Like, there were so many times that you had to go and save her, so clearly her destiny was to die. Right
no,
then and there.
Her destiny was not to die. Her destiny was to be saved by me.
No.
Because our love would be eternal.
No, because now, just like in Final Destination, now that you have set the order, you guys are on the lam from fate and destiny for the rest of your lives.
And,
not to mention,
and
we don't
I
know,
will return back time.
We don't know how much longer we have this ability, though.
But we're together.
Because what's gonna
happen? Didn't you play Last of Us? Sometimes fuck the world.
Yeah. Well, Joel, completely and utterly justified, I felt.
Yeah.
And Ellie was like,
Ellie.
13. Chloe fucked up a lot of shit.
But
she
Chloe.
She got to redeem her soul. I'm sorry. Nope, Redemption through sacrifice.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you don't have to sacrifice. Sometimes you can, in fact, be fucking selfish.
No.
Yeah.
Not in Life is Strange. I'm sorry. And all the potential smugness from everybody else.
Save Chloe.
Oh my god. It was a Nikon DSL blah 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 camera. They took really great Polaroids back in the... Shut up, Max.
Save Chloe.
Shut up.
Save Chloe.
Oh man. She's got such great composition. Shut up, Max.
All you gotta do is save Chloe. Mm-mm. Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
You didn't even get to go ape with Warren. That's what made me mad. And I'm like, do we get to go ape or what? And you never get to go ape. And then Brooke's all like, I'm salty.
Did you even think that it was remotely possible that you were going to be able to go ape with...
Yeah.
Max was so fucking timid. What even remotely...
I was
going to
make her go batshit wildly crazy for
Warren. No, you weren't.
I was.
You had no ability.
Best multiplayer. And the nominees are... Call of Duty. Black Ops 3. Destiny. The Taken King. Halo 5. Guardians. Rocket League. Splatoon.
Alright, so up we've got...
Didn't play it.
I need to play it. I haven't bought it yet. Black Ops 3.
Man, people... Friendships were lost over Rocket
League. I still don't have a code for Rocket League yet. DCD, you need to hook that up. Taken King. What's up, Taken King? I mean, the multiplayer, though. That multiplayer, though.
Hopefully fucking Splatoon. Splatoon was my shit. Still is my shit. Forever a rolling pin girl.
I haven't played it.
And I haven't played...
I own it. I own Halo 5. I actually have not turned it on yet.
I really... All right, well, there's a lot of issues with Splatoon, so it's probably going to be
Destiny. And the Game Award goes or Halo. To... Splatoon!
Holy fuck, it was Splatoon! Even though it had a really horrible UI system!
Okay.
You go, Reggie! Walk like that boss! Walk like that boss, Reggie!
I mean, I haven't played it, but everybody that has that opens their mouth about Splatoon says positive things.
Okay, I'm gonna say
this.
So, you're all about your Disney affinity characters.
Yes.
And, like, some of your amiibos. I have one amiibo, and it's the Squid Girl from Splatoon. Only one. And I use her, so she's not even in her box. Hell yeah.
Classy, Reggie.
Hell yeah.
Classy.
Splatoon. I'm a squid now. I'm a kid now. Splatoon.
Do you understand? I'm taking off work to play Uncharted 4.
I will not be able to because I will be starting my job. But that Friday night to, like, Sunday morning, though, don't call me.
Podcast.
Don't call me.
Podcast.
Skyping's not calling. Don't call me.
A new character from the world of Uncharted 4 for the first time.
You call me on the phone, I hang up on you.
What? New character? What? What? New character? Who this is?
Oh my god, that guy looks really happy.
He is pumped. Probably worked on the project. Ah! She's black! Please let it be. Oh my god.
Please let him be his chocolate mistress. Get all up on that.
You have something I want.
Yeah,
you do.
Give it to
me.
Oh, give it to her.
Uh-huh.
So Naughty Dog, thank you. Thank you for a new badass female.
Yeah, I hope she's not just in like one
No, I'm sure we're gonna encounter her several times in the game.
Yeah, and I need that in my life. Next year we're going to your show, maybe. We could sit right there. See those four seats right there that are open? We could sit right there.
I think they were saving those just for us and we just couldn't get out there.
I know, we couldn't get out there. What are you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do? So here's the thing. Far Cry Primal. I don't know.
Here's my only
concern. Did you see the Willy Smith question shit?
So here's the thing that I'm worried about with Far Cry.
Primal.
No, just kind
of... Just Far Cry in general?
Well, with the ones that I've seen you play and you get so about, my concern is, so the formula seems to be, and not to sound racist or nothing, but entitled white bread gets thrown into a situation where they have to abandon all civilization to tap into that primal survival instinct to overcome a lot of shit all the time. To then have that choice of rather returning to society or not. So when you say Far Cry Primal to me, you don't have someone who has led a much more comfortable life having to strip down. You're already kind of starting at that base. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, you're already kind of the land. So there's no, oh no, I have to do all these things that I haven't normally had to do in my life.
Primal's going to be a completely different game.
They're gonna have to find a way to make.
But I think that's what they're working on is so that they can get away from the we keep taking the civilian and throwing them into a place where they have to become survivalists.
Take a survivalist from the forest, drop them in Manhattan. Now that's some real survival right there.
Now,
the most dangerous game. Hunting down New Yorkers.
No.
You know, I do have to say something. That I'm glad that we're seeing a lot more immersion of video game competitions as, like, an actual profession.
MLG is legit. Like, the starting base salary is $50,000 a year. Like, it's a legit sport. Like, and if you've ever fucking watched competition gaming...
I've never, but I've heard how intense
they
are.
Oh, my God! Like... I call myself a gamer, and then anytime I go to a competition, I'm like, nah, it's just my hobby. Because
like, I'm a habitual
that's
gamer.
That's a gamer. Those guys, girls, those teams.
Those people, gamers. Gamers.
I just like to game.
Esports team of the year.
I wish I knew more about them.
You can fix that.
I could. It should be the Asian team.
Optic's good, though.
And the nominees are Fnatic, Optic Gaming, SK Telecom T1, Team Solo Mid, Evil Geniuses.
Are they truly evil, though?
I don't really think Evil Geniuses are that evil.
They did not look very evil threatening to me.
I mean, they're not all Mojo Jojo.
As picked by the fans, the Game Award goes to... Optic Gaming.
Oh, for real?
Optic's tight.
I'm not saying nay. I don't know nothing about it. I've heard of the F1 before.
Aw, and they dress nice. Classy dudes. Classy.
I'm sure that guy was like, look, don't
Shaq
look.
Just patted that guy on the butt.
Hey, good team. Good game.
I mean, good game.
You know, I would love, and this will never happen in my lifetime, but I would
love. But you
would
love.
To even if it was like a fake like attraction like at like an E3 or whatever, where they're like, you just won blah 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 and like give a speech. Like I would love to like play that fantasy out. Like you just won best narrative in a game. Oh my god, like I can't believe I just won this. Like it was total bullshit and I spent like 18 months of my life just writing words on a piece of paper and then realizing I should be typing them on my computer. And like I just want to like improv an acceptance speech.
So why don't you just do that as a YouTube fucking channel and just give yourself awards and make a fucking
I would love to.
You have a camera on your computer, just fucking do it.
It's like, oh my god, best UI design.
Give yourself eshies every week. Give yourself eshies every week.
Oh my god,
I'll go down to the sports shop at the end of the block and just make a statue. Just hand it to you every week.
I would love to. Yeah, your hand has to come into the
and
shot.
Just hand it to
like,
you.
Oh my god, I totally can't believe I just won best acting in a non-acting game. Like, I've never acted in my life.
It's the Telltale Batman game.
Okay, so I love Telltale. And
remember, Batman was a comic before it was anything else.
You're right.
If anybody was going to do a translation of a comic book
to a right
as a playable game and do it right.
My only concern And it's really kind of light, but my only concern...
Fucking love Deadmau5. Go ahead.
About potentially getting Batman in the Telltale is... I mean, narratively, they've always been really strong with whatever they presented. I've never hated a narrative that they presented, and I just started Tales of Borderlands, which I absolutely fucking love. And I mean, I know that they've dealt with dark themes before, but it's such a well-known, established franchise, and if they don't deliver that tone...
But here's the thing. If anybody could do it, like, it's Telltale.
I'm excited that they're... I'm just really worried because there's so many people who have been
highly critical. But how dark are they going to go? Are they going to go Frank Miller dark? Are they going to go in between? Like, where are we going? Don't know. Let's find out. By the way, how many Land Before Time movies...
Like 13.
Before it's time? Like...
The last one should just be like,
the time. Asteroid has to come.
Nolan North.
It's Troy Baker.
Oh.
It's either Nolan or Troy. Like, let's be legit with that. You had a 50-50 on that.
I did. He'll show up later.
He will. Fucking love Joel.
I fucking love Joel. But he doesn't need to brag. We all know. There's no pretense no more. We know.
No. We know. Not everybody knows that that hot piece of man ass...
Was that other hot piece of digital man?
Was that other hot piece of digital man ass?
Best narrative. And the nominees are... Her Story. Life is Strange. Tales from the Borderlands. The Witcher 3. Wild Hunt. Until Dawn.
And the winner is... Her Story.
I have no objections to this win.
I now need to play this?
It's not easy, but yes.
It's not an easy, digestible narrative, I'm assuming?
No, it's a great narrative.
It's hard?
It's a hard story.
I now need to play this game.
Yeah, you do. I'm kind of surprised that you actually hadn't.
Is it on a console or is it a PC?
You can get it on PC.
Okay.
I believe it's on Steam.
I'll have to buy it off of Bitful's computer then.
I love it when people from Ubisoft come in top because more than likely they have a French accent.
You can tell that they're really genuinely happy about what they're talking
they
about.
They are! I love their enthusiasm.
We always do this thing for you. We really like doing it. We're doing it again. You're going to love it because we love it.
And you're like, yeah, I do.
Nice dress, lady. Your purse doesn't go, though.
Why you gotta throw shade?
I'm sorry.
She probably feels really super pretty. Okay?
Right.
Just let it go.
And let her, because that dress is rocking, but if you're gonna do silver accents, you can't have a black and gold purse.
Look, we know this, but you don't have to throw the shade.
I liked her dress, though. She was banging in it.
That could have been an inside thought.
Put your purse behind you then, so no one could see your shame.
It's not shame. Stop it. What's wrong with you? Internal thoughts.
Nah. Outside voice.
No.
Oh my god. Sorry for that burp, but also not sorry because it totally just this performance and the keeping on rhythm and rhythm game makes me need to pimp this game that I've been playing on Steam called Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yeah. Like, straight up. Like, brief synopsis, you're a girl, a woman named Cadence, and some shady shit goes down, and you die, but you don't die. But you have to traverse these dungeons.
So you're like Bebe's kids? You don't die, you multiply?
Well, no, there's only one of you.
Oh.
But
not
when you go to
kids.
These dungeons, there's, like, a beat, and you have to move and fight to the beat.
So the like, Final Fantasy like, Symphony?
Except you control when, like, in the Final Fantasy, center.
With the theater? Is that what it's called?
But unlike that, like, the character's just moving and you're just going to the beat to make it flow nice. You actually control your character, so you have to hit the right buttons to navigate the dungeon to even fight. Because some monsters only hit you from up or down or left or right, or they have their own pattern, and you have to be able to keep your beat and still attack the monsters and stuff.
What's
actually
the name of the game again?
Crypt of the Necrodancer.
And it's on what?
Steam.
Oh.
It's a PC thing. But you can play it on the Linux and on the
On the Mac.
But I've been playing it off my boo's computer because it's connected to the big TV. And like as soon as I played it, I instantly thought, my sister loves rhythm games. She'd probably be able to play this and would like it.
Yeah. So. I like the rhythm. I like the fighting.
So here's my thing. I have a biffle.
Yeah, I know you have a biffle.
Who loves Legos? Like, I step on Legos at home. They hurt my feet.
They have slippers for that now. Lego has actually made painless Lego slippers. They're filled with foam. They're designed like Legos, and they've tested them. You can walk on Legos and not hurt your feet. Lego has Lego slippers now.
Because, like, I step on them, they hurt my feet, and then he has, like, all the Lego games, which then he's like, since we're done making Lego, we should play Lego. I'm like, I'm done with Lego. I'm done. I want to eat an Eggo.
Lego your Eggo? So you can put it in your face hole?
Don't get me wrong. Some of them are really, really good, but I think after a point of having a really good run with something, it's okay to take a break and let things kind of fall out of public eye just enough so that when it reemerges, people are genuinely excited.
Oh, no, Lego's just going to get bigger and bigger. I know. They're just making more and more money now, especially on the digital universe side. It's going to get bigger and bigger. Because you got to remember, our generations that grew up with Legos, who loved Legos, now have kids, and so now they want to play with their kids. And it's more acceptable to be 37 and playing Lego when you're doing it with your own children.
Trending Gamer. And the nominees are Total Biscuit, Christopher Monte Cristo Michaels, Greg Miller, Markiplier, PewDiePie.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate PewDiePie for all of his zaniness, but even for me who likes the zaniness.
Oh my god! Are you about to say that you can only take so much PewDiePie?
I can watch.
Are you about to say that?
I can only watch 2 PewDiePies a week.
Okay, now this one was selected by all the fans, and tonight's award goes to, for Trending Gamer, Greg Miller.
Wow!
Okay.
Nicely done, Greg Miller.
Well, I don't watch him, so he's not the trending gamer in my life.
No, Markiplier is my trending
gamer. One true Markiplier.
The one true Markiplier.
But yeah, going back to PewDiePie,
ought to let him know how big fans of his we are.
I've written him several letters and I have not gotten a response back yet.
Yeah, Valve, give us a Steam machine. Just throwing that out there.
Dear Valve, we love you so much. Want to play games? Give Steam box, please.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Third.
Hey, guys, we should totally do, like, a promotion or sweepstakes. How about we just give somebody, like, $1 million? Yeah, we have that in the budget. Yeah, let's do that thing. Like, I can't be like, I want to give my sister $6. Look at my cat. I can't do that. Like, I can't do that right now.
Well, you are not a company, so...
Thank God for that, because I'd be fucked.
You would be a bankrupt company. But you'd be like, but that trip to Hawaii was so worth it, though.
I can't even
Team
spell
building.
Hawaii.
Yeah, you can, because you can spell kawaii. Don't lie.
Kawaii, Hawaii!
Don't lie.
Best Independent Game. And the nominees are... Axiom Verge, Her Story, Ori and the Blind Forest, Rocket League, Undertale.
And the award goes to...
Rocket League!
Aww. God damn. All right, but Rocket League is a great game.
Many friendships have been broken
like,
over Rocket League.
I have watched people play it because DCD still hasn't hooked me up for my code for Rocket League for donating to his Extra Life. But I will play it at some point. We should play.
I have it for PS4, so.
Alright.
But wait, don't Iceman and the Fireman have a thing for what's her name? Rogue?
Yeah.
In that?
Yeah.
Who wins? Who wins that love triangle? Gambit.
Gambit wins. Fatality.
Earlier this year, our industry lost one of its greatest leaders. I'm talking about Satoru Iwata from Nintendo.
And now we have the sad time.
It's rough.
Yeah, I have to say that the news of Iwata-san's passing really, really surprised me. And
I mean,
it did affect me.
It was eventually going to happen, but... What a man to be a part of such a big empire and the outpour of support and love that people gave the day that he passed was felt by, I think, everyone who's ever played a console ever, even if it wasn't particularly Nintendo.
Well, just anybody who, you know, plays games, whether you're on a PC or a console. I mean, you can't deny the effect that Iwata had on the entirety of the industry.
If you were to design the perfect person to lead a video game company, you'd want someone who understood electrical engineering, who understood software design, and who understood business. Not many can claim this broad kind of background, but Mr. Iwata did.
I don't want to be sad right now. Like, they could have done a really upbeat Nintendo, like, melody of songs that were in games and things that he had been involved in. And,
what, to Fiend of Pikmin?
Why not? And on a positive note, but now we're going into Sad Town, Frown Town, and I don't want to be in Frown Town right now. Or ever, because no one wants.
So just imagine Thomas the Tank Train Engine just going across the screen right now instead of...
This, I kind of can't. Can you, like, punch me in the face really quick?
No.
Can you punch me in the face really slowly?
Yes. But I'm not going to. Because violence is not a solution.
Okay, fine. See, here's my only issue with VR. And it's not that huge of a deal, but okay. So, they have, like, these tomahawk things. They've got these giant goggles on. What if you're playing a game where you have to fight somebody? Like, you could end up hurting your tech because you're going to bash... Like, she could be hitting him in the head right now and, like, not even realize that she's hurt the man.
I would hope that once you actually make physical contact with something, your brain would be like, ooh, hey, I've just physically actually hit something. I don't think that I wanted to do that.
I'm like, bloodlust! Which happens.
Well, then that's you. And what we've learned is that no one should play VR games near you.
Yeah. Because
it's not safe.
You, I'm hitting all of you.
You're getting harmed.
Thunk. Happening. Straight up OG.
You're getting hurt is what's happening.
Yes.
So, you know, that mm-hmm. is going down. So be aware.
Let me take
aware.
A selfie. Bow, 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 bow.
Cliffy B!
Developer of the Year. And the nominees are Bethesda Game Studios, CD Projekt Red, From Software, Kojima Productions, Nintendo.
Thank you very much, Conan. Five amazing developers, and the Game Award for Developer of the Year goes to
CD Projekt Red.
See? Told you. Witcher's strong, man.
Like your socks, dude. He's
very excited about what they made.
There's nothing wrong with being excited, but wear some shoes. This is an award show.
They're in LA.
Best Art Direction. And the nominees are Batman, Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Ori and the Blind Forest, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Pretty incredible list of games there. Let's see. And the winner is Ori and the Blind Forest.
That's what's up!
He's like, yeah, man, we did it! Yeah!
It is a tremendous
game. No, I saw my Biffle played the whole thing, and, like, I was on the couch asleep, and I didn't get the first bit, but I kept waking up. I think I woke up at the point where he was in, I think, the tree that had the water rising up, and he had to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having the hardest time. I'm like, man, I'm not even playing, and I'm feeling nervous. Many years from now, the artist... I mean, that game was just absolutely beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. The story was fantastic. The gameplay was great. Like, the platforming elements in it were really balanced. Like, I love Ori. Really? Shadow Complex?
Yeah.
So, I probably should have played this game?
Yeah. I didn't play it.
I didn't play it. but evidently I should have.
Oh man, kick to the face. No, Xenocore sent me a link to this actually not too long ago, so.
Well, looking at the action here,
this got you written all over it.
It really kind of does, so I'm trying to figure out why I didn't play it.
Because you've been so obsessed with Destiny.
But this came out before Destiny, so what was your excuse?
You were playing something else.
I was probably playing a lot of Assassin's Creed.
Probably. Man, do you know, like, when you first play Rocket League, you are like shit. You are the shittiest shit to ever shit.
Thanks.
It's just true. I'm just saying, like, you just suck really bad at this game. And, like, I'm okay. I'm not the best. But there are some people who have, like, figured this game out.
I do like watching the Halo World Championships.
I really should watch more competitive games.
You really should. Like, you really would like competitive games. I'm surprised, actually, that you don't. Because it's really up your alley.
Like,
you just need to watch it.
I'm surprised that I'm not really about it. It's very strange to me.
Lightsaber battles and all the different multiplayer maps they have. I had a ton of fun.
Hey, Mom, take out that ad. Pew, 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 pew. Definitely love Darth Vader. Wait, how do I jump? Is it B? Do I hit B to jump, Timmy? No, Mom, you're dead.
Oh. Well, that was fast. I love
all the different things. It's like, why can't I see the ground? You're looking up at the sky.
Mark Hamill.
Thanks so much. Really, it's a great thrill for us to be here tonight. And spoiler alert, someone we all love has been nominated!
Oh, Mark Hamill, I love you. I love you so much.
Don't get too excited. I usually lose.
Oh,
God. Best Action Adventure Game. And the nominees are Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Batman, Arkham Knight, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Ori and the Blind Forest, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
And the Game Award goes to Metal Gear Solid. Kiefer Sutherland! Oh yeah!
Accepting for Metal Gear Solid 5 on behalf of Hideo Kojima is the voice of Snake, Kiefer Sutherland.
Wow, man.
I'm still pissed off about this shit. I hope Kojima starts another company, and I hope
he fucking pwns Konami.
And everybody who worked on the game, I will accept this award and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I don't know about Star Citizen. Like, it looks like the kind of game that I might
It ain't for
in,
me, bro.
But then my brain tells me, you don't fucking play Eve. Stop pretending. You don't fucking play Eve. Although, that space station totally looked like Deep Space Nine. Just throwing it off there.
Here's my thing.
Yeah? Where's your thing?
Here's my thing.
Is it near your balls?
No.
Well, that's a problem. Oh, snap! You see what I did there? That's how silly it is, you talking about balls. Go ahead.
While I definitely appreciate what's going down in this so far, for me, who, like I just said, I don't like planes, so I don't like really high things.
It's space.
And I have a hard time with the idea of jump. Like, even doing Bioshock Infinite, I had a hard time that run jump to those cables sometimes because I was worried I was going to miss.
Well, the game was kind of set up that way to make you think that.
Man, and like, you're just dropping, at some points you're just
dropping. That's why you had some of the falls, yes.
And I was like, I hope I land! Because I couldn't follow through with the action. I couldn't do it.
That was such a good game.
Best Performance. And the nominees are Ashley Burch as Chloe Price from Life is Strange, Camilla Luddington as Lara Croft from Rise of the Tomb Raider, Doug Cockle as Geralt from The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. Mark Hamill as the Joker from Batman, Arkham Knight. Viva Seifert from Her Story.
Mark Hamill.
Oh my god, please let Mark Hamill win.
Please let Mark Hamill win this. Like, please. Like, these are all amazing performances. Like, this is a really strong category.
They only had four.
But please, Please.
Mark Hamill.
Please, Mark Hamill.
And the winner of Best Performance is Viva Seifert, The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3.
Are you sure?
Guys.
Do you mean for her story?
You mean for
her story?
Did somebody print that wrong?
Just go up there and accept it.
Just go up there and
we'll fix it later.
We'll fix that.
It's a printing error. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry about that. I was just going to give you this.
See, I would have been like, bitch, it's for her story.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill. Man, you just...
Poor Mark Hamill.
You're like the Leonardo DiCaprio.
And see, that's why he doesn't do the Joker anymore, guys. Because we forget to give him fucking awards.
We should have a category Best Joker, and he should be
ready.
All of them.
We should just have a category Best Mark Hamill Performance, and it's just any performance that he's done, and we just give him an award. Every year, there should just be an award for Mark Hamill.
And the Best Mark Hamilton Award goes to...
Hamill. Not Hamilton.
Hamill. Goes to Mark Hamill for being Mark Hamill.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know all the details, but you could clearly tell...
Starts in February.
That... Well, because in the series, when you meet her, she's got these two zombies that she leads around on, like, chains, but they don't have mouths. And everyone's like, why do you carry them around? For one, you know, the whole zombie scent thing, she wouldn't get approached by others because they could smell undead with her.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they made the point that because their jaws had been discharged, that they became nonviolent because they had no way to bite. So they became pretty much harmless, effectively. Granted, you know, the whole spoiler is everyone's already infected, so it really doesn't matter, but it was a great, great red herring to have.
So wait, everybody's already infected, so everybody's going to be zombies?
Everyone is already infected with whatever is turning people.
So everybody's zombies?
Not, but...
Zombies in training?
They haven't figured out what is the catalyst for the change. Because at first they thought, oh, if you got scratched, it's because that infection got them. But they already are all already predisposed, so there's something else that is keeping some people from turning and some not. Like, they usually, I think they're trying to link it
sex?
Towards the death of people. Like, the minute you die and your body shuts down, the virus reboots you, so to speak.
Oh.
So as long as you're alive.
You're alive. Okay. But then when you die, when you're a zombie.
Yeah. But
with
I don't think
the hunger.
I don't think they fully have announced exactly what defines what changes you. But everyone has already been predisposed to whatever is causing it. So, pretty much humanity is screwed.
Right.
Game of the Year. And the nominees are Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Super Mario Maker, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
So I already know who wins this.
I know too.
Now, it's a strong category.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing in the Game of the Year category that I would say did not deserve to be in the Game of the Year category.
I also agree with that statement.
And the winner for Game of the Year 2015 is The Witcher 3.
Okay.
All right. So,
yeah!
Witcher 3. Look,
The Witcher
completely, completely agreed that Witcher 3 is an amazing fucking game. And in all honesty, like, I don't disagree that Fallout should have been in the category, because Fallout is a ridiculously dense game. It has some issues, though, and I think that it just wasn't out long enough to compete with Witcher, which has been out for quite some time, Phantom Pain, which has been out for quite some time, Bloodborne, that's been out for quite some time, and been something that the community could really delve deep into by the time this award show came around. So I think that it makes perfect sense to me that Witcher 3 took this home.
I agree with you.
And big ups to CD Projekt Red.
Snagging all them wins.
Thank you very much. You know, being able to stay together as a studio to create some great games and bringing them to console. There you have it. 2015
Game Awards.
Look, there are very, very few.
I don't think anything surprised me.
No,
except for because I didn't play Her Story, which now just makes me want to play it.
Yeah.
because of all the nods and all the wins that it has accrued. But all the other games that have generally won something out of this were all games that, one, have always kind of been on our radar, that we've always kind of been kind of watching.
And justifiably deserved to win an award. You know, Ori definitely deserved to win. You know, Phantom Pain is an amazing game. Everyone that I talk to that has played the game has something amazing to say about the game, and it's all different aspects. No two people say or are infatuated with the same piece of the game. And that, I think, speaks a lot to when you put something together, that there really is something for everybody in it. You know, I did not finish Bloodborne, but I respect Bloodborne for what it is. I only
got halfway through.
Okay? So. And it is. But From Software really does phenomenal work. So I expected it to be good, you know?
Right.
You know, Mario Maker is also a great game. It is very creative, and I think that you're just going to continue to see that maker space grow and grow, you know, between games like Disney Infinity and the Lego universe and Mario Maker, you know, giving people the tools to create their own universe and then be able to play through it. It's just going to continue to get big. You know, it started with Little Big Planet, and then it's become its own genre now across platforms, across companies. You know, you look at the best action game, and there's all different types of games in there. There's stealth games in there, because Metal Gear is a stealth game. And so to have as a best action game a stealth game, I think speaks a lot to where the community is at. And where we as gamers are at. And then you have Tomb Raider in there. And then you have, you know, a bunch of really great games across the spectrum. I like that they gave nods to e-sports. I think that the more that we can really show off competitive gaming in the positive light that it should get,
be in. Yeah.
The better. You know, I love giving the nod to some e-teams to introduce them to maybe people, you know, like you and I, who aren't up on e-sports like that, really probably really should be. Like, whenever I go to a convention, I try to check out if there's any competitive gaming going on. I do try to check it out, see what games are playing, what teams are playing, and things like that. But, you know, see that TBS is now going to have the E-League on there. You already have ESPN2 carrying some e-sports now. It's really great to see gaming becoming truly mainstream by showing up in mainstream programming. Like, that's a huge, huge leap for us.
I don't think back when I got my Sega Genesis and I was really into one of the Disney games, because I played all of those guys.
You played the shit out of Aladdin.
Aladdin, Lion King, Little Mermaid. Then I got Echo the Dolphin and I was like, fuck games, they made me sad. But I don't think that age Pandalicious ever thought that anyone would ever be able to play a game and that be their job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that age Pandalicious ever thought that games would ever, outside of them being sports-related games, equivocate to be able to become an athlete.
Because the only way that you could work in the space when we were growing up was you had to be a creator. You had to be a programmer or a designer and making the games. There was no career playing the games that were made.
Exactly. And now we have an outlet for that. And, like, there's a whole bunch of people out there who struggle to figure out what their calling is. And who's to say that, you know, Joe down the street, who's really good at COD, like, kill streaks left and right and just has this finesse, can't be seen as an athlete the way that, like, Tom Brady is seen as a football. Like, the fact that they're not, I wouldn't say that they're exactly equal, but the fact that we now have this,
they're both on the playing field.
Exactly. And now that is an option. Like, that is a viable, if you've got the chops for it, obviously, because there is skill involved in this.
You know, but there's big sponsorship now, and it's coming from outside of the game industry. You know, you have Mountain Dew jumping into sponsor. Yeah. You have, you know, TBS is now a sponsor because of the E-League bringing on. So
I mean, like, it's just amazing how many new branches in terms of career and interest have come from this hobby, from this luxury thing.
Yep.
It's overwhelmingly awesome, and it only makes me wonder what's next.
You know, I don't know what's next. I've seen some of the news coming out of PlayStation Experience, which by the time this podcast comes out will be done. There's some really interesting tech going on and some great announcements there. Ni No Kuni 2.
I know, yes.
You know, was announced, and I think that's a great thing.
I'm gonna have to finish the fuck out of that one, like the first one. Do you remember how obsessed I got with Ni No Kuni?
Like I was with Destiny.
I was just like, I need to get more hamburgers. I need to have more hamburgers for this fight. I need this team lineup. I need everyone to be at, like, level 40, and I'm only level 12 right now. And, like, there was so much grinding. And then there was the dragon. And then, man. And then all the feels, bro. Because I know. That story was not easy.
I recall us talking about it.
Yeah. So, like, it just
and talking about it outside of the podcast.
Yeah. So, so get ready.
You know, but we have a
like
lot.
Like, your 5 minutes with Destiny's. Yeah. That you've been really good about not having.
Right?
Well, that's probably going to change pretty soon. Yeah. But let's get ready, because I'm sure when Ni No Kuni 2 comes out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, like, 4 minutes with Ni No Kuni.
And my 5 minutes with Destiny. But we have a lot more coming out that we're going to be able to spend time with. You know, we've got Amplitude.
Yes.
Dropping. Finally.
Thank God.
That's going to be a big
thing. I can't wait.
You know.
I can't wait for you to whoop my butt.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You're probably going to whoop my butt on some tracks, too. You're going to have your tracks. And I'm going to have mine. You're going to have yours. We're going to have our things that we excel
at. But then when we go to Rock Band or we go to rap, you know, Def Jam's Rap Star.
Well,
and I can't do a Millie to save my life.
Look.
It just.
Rap Star's just not your thing.
No.
Okay?
Right. Give me a Coheed and Cambria song.
We're equal in Rock Band. It's just Rap Star is not your thing, and that's okay.
A Millie.
No, stop.
I just don't have the flow. Just it's whack.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because you excel in other places.
I do.
Okay? You are the JRPG master.
I do enjoy them.
You know? I know. See? So we each have our things. You are the yin to my yang.
Aw, bro.
But, you know, for the most part, the 2015 awards, I have to say, I really don't disagree with anything. I would have liked Mark Hamill to win for best performance, because I just, like, there have been a lot of people that have voiced the Joker in a lot of spaces, in the animated world, various movies, and in games, and there's just something about Hamill's Joker.
I think any time that people are comparing Jokers across mediums, I always feel like the general consensus is, did you play any of the Batmans that obviously have Hamill in them?
Right.
People are always, I think in my mind, whenever I think about, like, the Killing Joke, or I think about, like, Joker canon exclusive stuff.
Did you read the Killing Joke?
I did read the Killing Joke.
Okay.
I did. The Biffle had it, and he's like, you need to read this.
He was right.
And I read it, and I was like, mind blown, for one. But it was weird, because as I was reading it, because I was, you know, in our house, and, like, apparently I had, like, this weird side smile happening, and the Biffle was like, why? I'm like, because in my mind, like, anytime the Joker's speaking, all I hear is Mark Hamill.
Yeah, whenever I read a Batman comic, if the Joker is involved now,
all I hear
the voice that I hear is Mark Hamill's Joker.
And that's not to discourage any of the other Jokers from
I love Adam West. I love Sid Caesar. You know, I think that Jack Nicholson in Tim Burton's Batman movie did some really interesting things with the character that he was given. But in my imagination, I'm using quotes here, whenever I am reading a space where the Joker is, the voice that goes off in my head is Mark Hamill's Joker and not anybody else's Joker. And when you stamp yourself onto a personality...
No, you are this...
That existed long before you came into the canon.
Agreed. Or in existence.
Okay.
For some of us.
Then, you know, that says a lot about what you've brought to the character.
The quality of the performance.
You know, just like, what's-her-face is Harley for me.
Tara Strong.
Thank you. I always get the Tara, and I can't remember the last part. I'm like, no, not Reed.
God, no.
Right. But, you know, she has stamped Harley, so whenever I see Harley, it's her voice that goes off in my head. I think that's one of the reasons why I keep going back and forth and being on the fence about Suicide Squad, is because my Joker and my Harley are already established for me, and that
don't get me
is
wrong.
Take
I
a lot
Jared,
of suspension.
I think Jared Leto.
I think he's going to do something really
interesting take on the Joker.
Yep.
Which, well, will never compare to one Mark Hamill's voice of the Joker or Heath Ledger's portrayal of the Joker in a movie, per se, but that doesn't mean that we can't enjoy what's
going
to be presented.
Correct. I'm just saying, my Joker, my Harley,
right?
Are Mark and Tara. Like, that's who they are. Because that's the
I mean, it's kind of sad for me because whenever I hear Tara, which when the Biffle was playing the the Batman games, because he played all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat through most of them and really, really stayed awake for Arkham Knight. I was very surprised because, like, I thought I was going to fall asleep all over the place because that's kind of my MO. And I was drawn in. And anytime I heard Tara Strong, anytime Harley Quinn showed up, I had to giggle to myself because I kept putting Twilight Sparkle's face on Harley Quinn. Because for me, Tara Strong has been so many other voices that have had significant impact to my nerdery, and she's just another strong notch in that bedpost for me, and I just have a hard time differentiating her a little bit, but that just speaks to her abilities across multi-mediums.
But yeah, the 2015 Game Awards, I have to say, like, as far as the show went, I'm very pleased with everything. I think they had a good mixture of trailers where, you know, last year it felt really trailer heavy and not necessarily award heavy.
Right.
I think they had the right amount of performances. I think they had the right amount of awards.
Churches could have not performed. That would have been fine by me.
Not Churches was fine. You need to have that break because that was the first pee break. And you have to have something good. And that was before the Awada.
Right.
And you wouldn't want to go to pee break on Awada. Like, so...
Sad pee.
So I think that, you know, it was a really good balance. It seemed to flow much better this year than last year, which usually on your second outing, especially putting on such a big show, you do feel more comfortable in your space. You kind of know what the rhythm is, that kind of thing for doing it. So I think that they did a really good job on the show itself. And I think, you know, next year when these go off, because they're definitely going to be a next year, I think they're going to have even more sponsorship and we'll continue to stream it even more places. I think that one of the things that's going to be amazing looking at next year's show is we're going to have a shit ton to talk about. Division will have been in people's hands. You know, you will have a bunch of people that had Siege in their hands, because unfortunately Siege came out too late to be awarded.
But that
be
just means
in
that it can now be
correct
considered for the
okay.
next round.
So if things go to plan, you're going to have Gigantic all up in that multiplayer space, and we've got...
Oh, man, and then Battleborn.
You've got Battleborn that'll be in there. Like, there's a lot of really great games that are slated to come out in 2016, and as long as, you know, Sony's not pulling our leg, Last Guardian's one of them. Like, I said as long as they're not pulling our leg.
I know.
Okay. I said, as long as they're not pulling.
I know.
But you'll also have Amplitude be part of that. So, you know, and now that you've got Rock Band out there and Guitar Hero Live, I think you'll see a return next year, and there'll probably be a rhythm game category again.
I hope so.
Which I think we're missing, and it would really be nice to see that represented. So, thank you so much for listening to us babble on and on and on as we go through the 2015 Game Awards produced by Jeff Keighley's team. I said it the first time Jeff did a show. I'm going to say it again. Really fantastic job putting this together. I love seeing something independent that is community-driven or at least has community involvement all the way through as a guiding light, if you will, for what you're producing. It just makes me feel more part of the community and proud to be part of the community. So I love that so many of the awards were voted on by the community, not just a panel of people in the industry, because I think that adds a lot more validity to the awards, and you can at least go, well, I know why that won that, because, yeah, community-wise, that was a great fucking experience, and because it was the community that awarded it, like, I'm not going to disagree. Whereas, you know, if it's like 12 people in a room that are picking all these winners, you're like, who's biased, who's bought, who owns stock and what company? You can't really take it at its face,
right,
value.
Face value.
And the Game Awards feel like a show that you can take it at face value. My case in point being that Witcher took home Game of the Year and not Fallout 4. I'm not even throwing about Hype Train. I'm just saying if this had been a Spike Award show, Fallout 4 would have taken Game of the Year, and at the time that this show went off, Fallout had only been out for 2 weeks.
Right.
You can't be Game of the Year when you're only out for 2 weeks of the year.
You're right.
Okay, I love Bethesda. You know we love Bethesda.
I love Bethesda.
Bethesda knows we love Bethesda, but you need more time to really, like, grow into Game of the Year, and I think that absolutely in that category for who was nominated. Makes perfect sense for Witcher 2 have won that. So that's my take on it. Panda, any final words on the 2015? No. You got no more words?
No.
You're all out of words?
Yep.
Well, then at that point, then...
My balls.
Damn it! Then I guess it's the time of the show where I tell you to make sure that you check out all the stuff that we're writing about, thinking about, sharing, including our podcast on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can get our podcast there, all our written reviews, preview pieces, and editorials. Our gift guide is live, so make sure that you check out the site and in the navigation, just click on Holiday Guide, and it will take you to all of our pieces where we've rated what we think will work for the gamer, audio fan, or just nerd in your life this holiday season if you're struggling with what to get them. You can get our podcast on the site, like I said. You can also get the podcast in your iTunes application on your desktop or on your mobile device through your iOS operating system through the podcast application. You can get us on Android through Google Play. You can also get us on Stitcher Radio. You'll also find the podcast over at VogNetwork.com. Pretty much if you're on the internet and you search for Eshcast, you will find our show. Subscribe. We've got feeds up on the website. We've done a little bit of an update, so you can get our feed for our podcast for all of our stuff. Subscribe, and then that way, the moment we put out something new on the web, you will be notified and have it ready for your listening or viewing pleasure. If you enjoy what we do over at Esh, then make sure that you check out all the other great partners that we have in our umbrella, part of our family. That includes Boston Bass Brigade, B3Crew.com, and the No Borders, No Race podcast. That includes Smash Rook at SmashRook.com, Wednesday Night Streams with Hamsterman. I tell you, if you want a good time on Wednesday on Twitch, make sure that you're checking out his live streams. It's a great, great time. There's also the Issues Guy, Issues Program. Phenomenal, phenomenal things. And we're rebranding because it's going to be all about recaps. So new stuff coming there soon. So make sure that you check out Recap This, Recap That. We're even going to have chat, guys. So lots of great things coming in 2016 over at issuesprogram.com. And then, of course, the Structure Network. New to the Esh family, but not new to you or us. Great stuff over there. Unboxing, videos, comics, just you name it. If it's nerdy, the Structure Network. .com. They're talking about it. They're showing it off. So make sure you show everybody some love. Subscribe to our feeds. Recommend us to your friends. Share with us on social. Hit us up on Twitter at ESH News or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Land of Esh. Check out all the stuff that we're sharing. We put all kinds of great random things up. Quotes, just thoughts that we're having, things that we've seen that we've liked, videos, things that, you know, don't fit as an article. You'll find it all on our Facebook page and some things on Twitter as well. So make sure that you're following us, you've liked us, and share our content and introduce us to your friends because we're cool and stuff like that. So with that, it's a time in the podcast where I turn to my sister and I say, "Hey, yo, sis.
Hey.
What shit you digging this week?"
My balls.
How did I know?
I'm just kidding. I'm not, but I am. I'm really gonna throw my shit that I dig to freaking Undertale, which hopefully the next time we actually have time to sit and talk about games that we're actually involved in,
yes,
I'll be able to talk ad nauseum about Undertale.
Okay.
Which is really amazing. Well, what about you, bro?
Well, I gotta be honest, the shit that I'm digging
is
right
my
now,
balls?
No, has nothing to do with your balls, actually.
Oh, okay.
Has absolutely nothing to do with
zero
your balls.
Zero to Zilch. Balls.
Zero to your balls. That's basically
okay,
what we're doing.
What?
The shit that I am digging right now, again, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it especially a lot during the holiday season, is just the gaming community. You know, it's a very, very giving community. Extra Life did extremely well this last season. I think I donated to like 4 or 5 different friends' extra lives. And if you're not familiar with Extra Life, it's charitable giving. Gamers pledge to a marathon and sometimes give people perks in order to pledge to support, and all the money goes to Children's Miracle Network. And so I love our community. I love how giving and open that we are with each other and people in need. And I think as long as we continue to foster that and grow, we'll get over the couple of few issues that we still have left. So I love the gaming community, which means I love you guys. You're the shit that I'm digging. With that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week, guys.
Peace.